This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skip.
And I'm Renee Montaine. Before the newly elected 109th Congress convenes in January, members of the old 108th Congress return to Washington this week for a lame duck session. They'll confront a pile of urgent unfinished business. 9 of the 13 annual spending bills that keep the federal government running have yet to be enacted. The U.S. Treasury is in danger of defaulting if lawmakers don't raise the debt ceiling, and the House and Senate will make a final attempt to agree on intelligence reform. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Members of Congress may have put off some of this business to avoid getting punished at the polls. The unfinished domestic spending bills may be quite austere, but before the election, they did approve the biggest defense spending bills ever. Senator Judd Gregg is a New Hampshire Republican and a member of the Appropriations Committee. He says this week is the time to finish all the spending bills.
I think the president's made it clear he wants the appropriations bills done. And he's absolutely right. We as a Senate and as a Congress should want these done. We don't want to start the new year with a bunch of appropriations bills hanging over onto it.
But problems do remain. There's still disagreement about how to fund construction of a controversial nuclear waste disposal site at Yucca Mountain, Nevada. Democrats accuse the Republican majority of underfunding veterans' health care, even as the casualty list from the Iraq War keeps getting longer. But Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, who's on the Senate Appropriations Panel, says members of his party have no desire for a long lame duck session.
I don't think anybody wants to do that. I don't think it helps anybody. It doesn't help either party, doesn't help the president, but more importantly, it doesn't help the country.
To get the job done, GOP leaders are expected to roll the 9 individual spending bills into one huge catch-all bill known as an omnibus. Rutgers University congressional expert Ross Baker calls this a great psychotic stew that's too big to be voted down.
With an omnibus bill, it becomes this monstrosity. It becomes almost impossible to decipher. It becomes almost like some kind of ancient language that nobody can translate.
But Baker adds such bills can be, and usually are, loaded down with all sorts of spending specially earmarked for individual lawmakers. That's a big part of the strategy for passing them. Congress put off another politically perilous task this fall, forcing the lame duck session to deal with the legal limit on the national debt. It now stands at $7.4 trillion. They have until Thursday to raise it, or the country will default on its debt. There's no choice, but Rutgers Baker says it's a vote congressional Republicans won't relish taking.
And what it is, it's a symbol of the enormity of the deficit. And I would imagine that the Democrats are going to use it with the same kind of malicious glee on the Republicans that the Republicans used on them in the 1980s.
This week, there will also likely be recriminations about the intelligence reform bills that House and Senate negotiators have so far failed to reconcile. American University's James Thurber says Republicans who oppose such reforms would rather wait until the 109th Congress to revamp intelligence laws.
Because they feel that they'll have a few more votes that will go along with them when the new Republican senators come, these fairly conservative senators, some of them from the South.
There's also likely to be more skirmishing over judicial nominees, especially given the illness of Chief Justice Rehnquist. In a speech last week to the Conservative Federalist Society, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist issued this warning to Senate Democrats.
The Senate cannot allow the filibuster of circuit court nominees to continue, nor can we allow the filibuster to extend to potential Supreme Court nominees.
But North Dakota Senator Byron Dorgan, who's the Senate's third-ranking Democrat, says members of his party will continue giving sharp scrutiny to the president's judicial nominees.
These are lifetime appointments. We have actually a provision in the Constitution that provides for our role, and we take it seriously. And we will, from time to time, if the president sends someone down who's completely unacceptable to us, we will exert our right.
The fight over judges has also sparked an internal feud among conservatives. Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter is in line to become chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. But Specter set off a firestorm after the election, declaring that the Senate would not approve Supreme Court nominees who oppose abortion rights. Groups who oppose the Specter chairmanship plan to protest on Capitol Hill this week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.